People need the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. Good morning. My name is Howard Holly, and I also want to wish a happy Father's Day to the fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, uncles, and other men who cherish their responsibility as authentic men. It is humbling to be here with Alan Thornton to give the Father's Day sermon. I told my wife how much I admire how Kevin handles his servants. He seldom uses notes. He doesn't stand in one spot. And he's always on time. So my wife said, "Howard, you are not Kevin. Use notes. Stay at the podium and use slides to stay on track." And so I will. Now, a man who doesn't follow his wife's advice does not have a very enjoyable Father's Day. Can I get an amen from the fathers? So at our men's Bible study, we have both a Monday morning and also a Monday night. We've been following a series of studies, and one that we've been in for now two sessions is 33, the series. And the session that we've chosen to share with you today is Volume 1, which is Authentic Manhood, A Man and His Design. I'd like to start with a video to give you an idea of what this series, Authentic Manhood, is about. Up of a video, a workshop, where we're answering questions that we've observed during the video, and then also a discussion period. So we find it to be very helpful. But let's start with manhood community and talk about what we mean by that. Climbing a mountain alone is difficult and even a dangerous idea. Attempting to climb the mountain of manhood alone is equally difficult and equally dangerous. Men need a manhood community. Every man needs other men cheering him on and encouraging him on his journey. Having other men around you helps you to get a much better perspective on your life. It helps to avoid pitfalls and mistakes, which we are all prone to make. And as men, we all need men in our lives who can and will be honest with us and help us to become better men. At the end of the day, sharing life with a community of men makes the great times greater and the journey richer. What are the responsibilities that we have as men? God designed men to follow in his footsteps, to create and to cultivate. In the Bible, he makes clear what men's responsibilities are. God gave us a will greater than our own to obey. His will, of course. Our work is to follow in his footsteps, to create and to cultivate, as he did. And he gave us a companion for intimacy, fellowship, and advice. He is truly an awesome God. So the Bible tells us that Jesus is our example of manhood. It may be hard to read what's on the screen here, so I'm going to read both of these passages because they make this case so well. The first is Romans 5, 17 and 19. "For if because of man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous." 1 Corinthians 15:45-47. "Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. The first man was from the earth and a man of dust. And the second is from heaven." Every man will walk in the shadows of these two men. Jesus is our example of manhood. But what is our definition of authentic manhood? Let's take a look at that. What we learned, and this was one of the very rewarding sessions on one Monday morning, was going over this definition. And it's four items that define authentic manhood, as you see there. Reject passivity. Jesus rejected passivity. In Philippians 2:6, it reads, Jesus, who was in the form of God, did not count equally with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Accept responsibility. Jesus accepted responsibility for a work to do and a will to obey. In John 4:34, Jesus said, my food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to accomplish his work. Jesus accepted responsibility for that work to do. Jesus said, I glorified you, God, on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. John 17:4. Jesus accepted responsibility for a woman to love. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loves the church and gave himself up for her. Ephesians 5:25. Lead courageously. In John 10:11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. In 1 Corinthians 15:45, we learn that Jesus led by providing life for others. It reads, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last man, Jesus, became a life-giving spirit. The last definition of manhood says that man must invest eternally. Jesus invested in the eternal. He lived it and he taught it. He said, do not lay for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Matthew 6:19-20. The word of God is a guide to us, and the life of Jesus is our example. And so the four faces of manhood is a big piece of this session as well. In authentic manhood, we must fight for what matters most. Manhood is a team sport and has multiple faces. Unfortunately, society has depicted masculinity as one-dimensional. Would you agree? What men and the world overall needs is a biblically based, broad masculinity that is multidimensional, the kind of masculinity that can move into multiple settings and express itself appropriately and powerfully when needed. Alan will continue from here and describe the four faces of manhood that are consistent with God's plan and Jesus' teaching.
Thank you, Howard. As he said, the four faces of man, Kevin had mentioned last week in the sermon that Lucifer was a very strong angel under God. When he turned, God kicked him out of heaven, changed his name to Satan, and stationed him at the third planet from the sun. That's the reason we need godly men in this environment, in this world, because we're in Satan's backyard. Genesis 1:27 said, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. This includes the four faces of the manhood: king, warrior, lover, and friend. As Howard said, it's unfortunate that society has depicted masculinity as one-dimensional. Your definition of manhood is based on your own personal experience and the role models that were involved in your life. Did you have a father that stayed around and was involved in your life? Did you have grandfathers or uncles who were present? I lost my father a week before my 13th birthday. It was a peacetime accident in the Air Force. My mom had to step in and tried to fill both positions of being a mom and a dad. This sometimes causes me issues trying to move between the four faces, as I didn't have that critical male role model in my life during my most formative manhood years. So let's take a look at the four faces. The king face creates order and provision. It reflects righteous energy, provides direction, leads with integrity. It allows us to be blessings to those entrusted to our care. It is leadership, making courageous moral choices through strong conviction. Billy Graham said, "Courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spine of others are often strengthened." Think back to the man in Tiananmen Square as he stood face to face with that massive battle tank. He started a movement that changed China. It does not have to be a big event. It can be a small impact to just one person. When I was in a check printing business, I was the quality assurance manager at a plant. There was one of the workers in the data entry department had to take her son to the hospital, to the doctor. And so she had set up the time that she would come in late, work her shift, and then have the time to be able to take her son to the doctor. The policy at the plant or in the company was that you had to work the day before a holiday, the day after a holiday. This happened to be a day before the holiday. She got to the doctor. The doctor said, "Your son is ill. We need to get him admitted." They took him to the emergency room, and he was admitted into the hospital. She didn't make it in to work her shift. And when she got in that following week, the plant manager had said, "You didn't work your shift. You're not getting paid for the holiday." I went to the plant manager and challenged him back on it. I said, "You're a father. What would you do if you took your son to the doctor and had to get him admitted to the hospital? Would you have said, 'Sorry, son, I got to go to work. I'll be back'?" No. He changed the policy, and she made sure that she got taken care of and she got paid for that day. So it's just the small things you can do in somebody's life. The characters of a king face: if a man is pushed too far, he can become a bully or a dictator. We'll call him the tyrant. If a man doesn't have enough of the king face, he can struggle with compromise. We'll call him the compromiser. The warrior face shows courage, energy, and demands purposeful initiative. It's a man of action. He fights the good fight for what matters most. Men are instinctively warriors. We need to nurture and use it in the right way. John Wayne once said, "Courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyways." Think of the men of the Great Generation as they came forward to confront evil in World War II. They gave of themselves unselfishly and bore the burdens of war. I'd like to ask anybody that served in the military, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, Merchant Marine, to please stand. Thank you for your service. The caricatures of the warrior face. If a man's warrior face is pushed too far, he can become abusive, harsh to those around him, the destroyer. If a man does not have enough of the warrior face, he can struggle with passivity. He gives up quickly and taps out or surrenders. The wimp. The lover face, primarily associated with the tender care of others and a willingness to be emotionally vulnerable. Not just romance. He is to connect and to live in harmony with the most important relationships in his life and his family. It's characterized by tenderness, sensitivity, emotional openness, physical affection, and verbal communication. Many men suffer from a stunted and reduced masculinity because they have never valued or learned to navigate their own heart, their own feelings, their own emotions. We have been told repeatedly that real men don't cry. Relational capacities require men to engage emotionally, to connect with others, marks a man as a leader and a man of God. The lover shares his highs and his lows with his wife. He uses words of affirmation with his wife and kids. You're very special to me, and I love you. Leah and I made a personal commitment to be involved in the lives of our children. As they got older, we rarely missed a soccer or a basketball game, whether it was home or away, when they were in middle school or high school. They know deep inside that they are loved. We have a special family communication system that we use. Three taps means I love you. Four taps means I love you too. We can freely express our love to each other in a crowded room without feeling exposed. Caricatures of the lover face. If a man's lover face is pushed too far, he can show love by becoming critical, harsh, and demanding of his wife and kids, the micromanager. A cold and withdrawn man is disconnected, detached, and isolated. If a lover's face is pushed too far, he can become over-dependent on women or relationships in general, the oversensitive. The friend face is primarily associated with a man's relational capacity to connect with others. It's characterized by loyalty, accountability, encouragement, challenge, friendship, and fun. Great friendship provides companions who carries burdens and celebrates life's greatest moments with us. Man cannot climb the mountain of manhood and reach its pinnacle if we are disconnected from other men. Biblical, soulful, level friendships are priceless. They require time and are to be other-centered. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another." We have a men's Bible study that helps each of us connect with other men. We study God's Word, share our life experiences to help each other on our life's journey, and stay connected with godly men. Characters of the friend face. If a man's friend face is pushed too far, he can become dependent on those around him, the leech. If a man does not have enough of the friend face, it cut off.
We'll have to look that one up.
But the four faces of manhood. So every man has a story. Every guy is being shaped by the key moments in his life. Wise is the man who can learn to wear the different faces of manhood. You cannot fully embrace these four faces of manhood unless you first embrace a right relationship with God and the provision He has made for us through Jesus Christ. The type of manhood God created us to live cannot be done by ourselves and our own self-effort. Only a real, vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ can provide the fuel that we need to live out that vision. Please join us on Mondays for our men's Bible study. We have two groups that meet either at 6:45 at Chick-fil-A or 7 or 7:30?
7:30.
Okay. 7:30 at the Fellowship Hall here at the church on Monday evenings. See me if you're interested in joining one of the groups, and happy Father's Day.